This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I can feel my voice going just a little bit because this is the fourth episode in a row I am recording. First word for today is agaric, A-G-A-R-I-C. This is a noun from the 15th century. 1. The dried, fruiting body of a fungus, Fomes officinalis, S-Y-N, I don't know if that's synonym or syntax or whatever, Polyporus officinalis. So there's two names for that fungus. So, because I got distracted with that, let me start the definition over again. The dried, fruiting body of a fungus, formerly used in medicine. And I think going forward, and I may have even said this in the past, going forward, when I come up to one of those scientific names in parentheses, I'm going to skip it and then come back after I read the sentence. Number 2 definition. Any of a family of fungi with the sporophore, usually resembling an umbrella and with numerous gills on the underside of the cap. And the family is Agaricaceae, A-G-A-R-I-C-A-C-E-A-E. Next we have agarose, A-G-A-R-O-S-E. This is a noun from 1953. A polysaccharide obtained from agar and used especially as a supporting medium in gel electrophoresis. Next, we have agate. I wanted to say agate, but I knew that that was wrong. Agate, A-G-A-T-E-E. No, whoa. What happened there? A-G-A-T-E. This is a noun from 1570. 1. A fine-grained, variegated chalcedony. Oh, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I know that word. Or chalcedony. Having its colors arranged in stripes, blended in clouds, or showing moss-like forms. Chalcedony or chalcedony is one of those words that I know in my head, and when I see it spelled out, everything goes to crap, and I don't know how to say it. I think I'm going to look ahead and make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. One moment. So according to the pronunciation guide for C-H-A-L-C-E-D-O-N-Y, it looks like there's at least 5 different ways that you can pronounce it. So I'm just going to go with chalcedony, because that looks like it's one of them. All right, moving on, let's do that one again. Number 1 for agate, a fine-grained, variegated chalcedony, having its colors arranged in stripes, blended in clouds and showing moss-like forms. 2. Something made of or fitted with agate, as, 2a, a draw plate used by gold wire drawers. 2b, a plain marble of agate. 3a, a size of type approximately 5.5 point. Really? 5.5 point is considered agate? 3b, condensed information as advertisements or box scores set especially with agate type, which I think we can assume is very small type at 5.5 points. Next, we have agate line. This is a noun from 1870. A space one column wide and 1/14 of an inch deep, used as a unit of measurement in classified advertising. I don't know about you, but I actually find that really interesting that there is a specific phrase for a space one column wide and 1/14 inch deep, etc. Next, we have agate ware. Two words, W-A-R-E. This is a noun from 1817. One, an enameled iron or steel ware for household utensils. Two, pottery veined and modeled to resemble agate. Next, we have agave. Agave. No, I know it's agave. But here it's showing agave. That's what it's saying, is that's the pronunciation. A-G-A-V-E. I had a major brain fart there. Agave, that's how I've always heard it pronounced. But this says agave. This is a noun from 1763. Any of a genus of plants having spiny margined leaves and flowers in tall spreading panicles, and including some cultivated for their fiber or sap or for ornament. And the genus is agave of the family Agavaceae, and that is the agave family. The etymology says this is from the New Latin agave, which is the genus name, which is from the Latin a daughter of Cadmus. So I might, agave was a person, the daughter of Cadmus. I don't know, I'll have to look it up. And that is from the Greek agaue, A-G-A-U-E. Again, really don't know how to pronounce that. And there is a little black and white drawing of an agave plant. Next we have agaze, A-G-A-Z-E. This is an adjective from 1720. Engaged in the act of gazing. Just like we had, what was it? Agape and ajar, which we will see soon, is a similar type of word. Next, we have AGC, all caps. This is an abbreviation for Advanced Graduate Certificate. Next, we have AGCY, all lowercase. This is an abbreviation for agency. And it's not much of an abbreviation because they only got rid of two of the six letters. Next, we have age, first form of the word age, A-G-E. This is a noun from the 13th century. 1a, the time of life at which some particular qualification, power, or capacity arises or rests, as in the voting age is 18. Specifically, it has the synonym majority. 1b, one of the stages of life. 1c, the length of an existence extending from the beginning to any given time, as in, a boy 10 years of age. 1D just has the synonym lifetime. 1E, an advanced stage of life. 2. A period of time dominated by a central figure or prominent feature, as in, the age of Pericles. As, 2A, a period in history of human or human progress, as in, the age of reptiles, or the age of exploration. 2b, a cultural period marked by the prominence of a particular item, as in entering the atomic age. 2c, a division of geologic time that is usually shorter than an epoch. 3a, the period contemporary with a person's lifetime or with his or her active life. 3b, a long time, usually used in plural, as in, haven't seen him in ages. I think it's funny that the definition is just a long time. 3C just has the synonym generation. 4. An individual's development measured in terms of the years requisite for a like development of an average individual. And the synonym for the entire word says C, period, P-E-R-I-O-D. Second form of age, this is a verb from the 14th century. Transitive definitions are 1, to become old, show the effects or the characteristics of increasing age. 2. To acquire a desirable quality, as mellowness or ripeness, by standing undisturbed for some time, as in letting cheese age. The transitive definitions are 1. To cause to become old. 2. To bring to a state fit for use or to maturity. Ager, A-G-E-R, is a noun. And we have one more for this episode. It is a suffix, A-G-E, so it's dash A-G-E. This doesn't give me a year. 1. Aggregate or collection, as in trackage, T-R-A-C-K-A-G-E. There's our suffix. 2A, action, process, as in haulage, H-A-U-L-A-G-E. 2B, cumulative result of, as in breakage. 2C, rate of, as in dosage. 3. House or place of, as in orphanage. 4. State, rank, as in peonage, P-E-O-N-A-G-E. And lastly, 5 has the definition charge, as in postage. That is a very weird suffix. I was a little confused by reading all that, but because when I see the word like haulage, dosage, postage, whatever, I'm sort of expecting the definition to be that word, but I know it's not. It's about the A-G-E and what that means in relation to that word. Anyway, that was the end of the episode. We have finished page 23. I hope you're keeping track right along with me. And next time, I will start on page 24. Thank you and goodbye.